says that the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. There's a lot of power in this particular statement, the realization of why Jesus came. I don't think it's a coincidence for the most of us like to be served, right? I know I like somebody to serve me or cook a meal or to do the dishes, and I just sit and watch TV or relax or enjoying conversation. I think all of us enjoy somebody else serving us or doing things for us, right? I hope we can also recognize, too, that it does bring joy for us to serve and to care the needs of others. I know when my first real job that I had when I was growing up was as a busboy at Hite Miller's Family Steakhouse, which was right off I-35 in Elmont, Texas. I lived about 5 miles from there. And I would go there when I got off of school and start at 4 o'clock, and I would work all the way till 10 o'clock. And it was basically cleaning tables, sweeping the floor, cleaning the floor, getting things that people needed, picking up tables and plates. We had a very unusual, being a one-of-a-kind business, very unusual boss, that the owner of the restaurant walked around all the time, greeting people and talking to people and welcoming people and shaking their hands, and was always, I thought he did more to watch us as the busboys. Were we doing things right? Were we serving the people? Were we helping them? Were we taking care of them? Were we allowing their experience there to be the best experience that they could have? Were we allowing that, of course, them to come and to be served? So God calls us. He says to us that Jesus came to serve and not to be served. So for us in our own lives, how can we desire to serve? How can we desire to be hospitable to other people around us? Last week, Father Joseph and I spoke a little bit about kind of our new plans here at St. Helens for security, for safety, for ministers of hospitality, desiring St. Helens to be a hospitable parish that is welcoming to all people. So today, I'd like to think that our mission statement here at St. Helens, to form joyful disciples and know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. To be a disciple means that we have to be ready to serve. And to serve, as I reflected this week, maybe three particular points, and maybe these are very simple, but I think are very profound as far as being called to serve or to be hospitable. First is you have to recognize the other person. Now, this might seem to be a given, but we as humans, after the fall, a lot of times are focused on ourselves, making sure that we are taken care of. So to notice and to listen to your spouse, those of you who are married, maybe sometimes this can be a difficult or hard thing to do, to actually pay attention, to look them in the eye, to listen to them, to hear them, to pay attention to them, to recognize that there are other people outside than just ourselves. We recognize at times if it's hard for us to pay attention and listen to our spouse, what about our children? What about our parents? What about the people we work with? What about strangers? What about the people at school? That we are able, first and foremost, to be servants, to be hospitable, we must first come to realize that there are other people besides myself, and that I want to put them first, that I want to see them, I want to recognize them, and I want to listen to them. Even if they might be dressed in a different way that I would be dressed, even if I'm jealous of them, even if they have hurt me, even if I've struggled with them. First and foremost, to be a servant is to recognize that there is a person made in God's likeness and image that is in front of me, that is present to me. And how do I recognize that? And how do I deal with everything in my own heart? So to be a servant, we must recognize that there are people whom we are serving. Maybe for myself, it was sometimes just a job I was doing. Maybe sometimes in the military as we serve, maybe again we're serving because this is what we're told to do. But to truly be a servant and to truly be hospitable is to recognize that we're caring for the needs of the person that is before us. And that means we have to say no to ourselves and yes to the needs of this person. The second point of hospitality, of serving, is the realization that there is a need that particular person is probably asking. Maybe a need just for you to listen to them. Maybe they're asking you for a particular question or response. Maybe they want your help or need your help. Maybe they're seeking advice from you. But that realization that there, again, is a person and there is a need. Sometimes I think for us as humans, too, we think that we have to solve the problems of everybody who come to us. Or to serve somebody else or to be hospitable means that we have to give them for whatever they ask. But the important part, I think, in serving and being hospitable is being able to listen to the person, to see what their needs are, to see what is going on, and just to pay attention to them, to recognize their self-worth, to recognize that God dwells in them and is present to them. And finally, the third point, I think, of being hospitable and desiring to be a servant really means that there is a sense of, can be a sense of fear. So to be hospitable, again, means that we go outside of ourselves. It means that we do pay attention, but it means that we're going to spend some of our time with others and to not be afraid. I think many times what keeps us from being hospitable, what keeps us from serving others or noticing the needs of others is a sense of fear that I might lose myself, that I might not get to do the things that I want, that I might not get to watch my TV show, or might not get to sit in the pew that I want to sit in church, or I might not get the parking spot that I always park in, or that I might not get the best seat at the table at home, or I might not get to play with the particular toy first, whatever it might be. That realization that in serving and caring for others really does mean that there is a dying to self each time that we serve, each time that we are hospitable, each time that we recognize and notice another person and their needs before us, it really means that there is a little bit, or a lot sometimes, a death to ourself. Which I think was so beautiful in that first reading today. And if you have some chance, I maybe encourage you to go back and read that first reading that talked about the suffering servant in Isaiah, as he portrays and then very beautifully foreshadows Christ, one who came to serve, one who came to love his people. But in loving his people, he was persecuted, but he still loved them. He came to ransom his life for many. So for us, as I desire for you to be hospitable, people here to others, that you may notice the people who sit next to you, that you recognize that there are people who sit next to you, and they have lives and who they are, and that you may recognize and that it's okay, that maybe there's a fear of me introducing myself to them or saying hello or moving over and letting them have the in spot, which maybe I always want or maybe I think I should have. But that sense of what does it mean to be hospitable, and what does it mean to die to myself, and to be okay with that fear sometimes that does come up. Maybe it's not a fear that I want to love the person, but maybe a fear of me giving something, of giving my life. So as we desire here at St. Helens to be disciples who know, love, and serve Jesus Christ, I encourage you maybe throughout this week to reflect on what does it mean to be a servant? What does it mean to be hospitable? And how are you doing those things? Do you notice the people around you? Do you pay attention and listen to the needs and the care of the people that are around you? And are you dictated sometimes by the fear that comes up in being hospitable and open to those around you? The Son of Man came to serve, not to be served, to give his life as a ransom for others. And that brought new life and beauty to our church. May it also bring new life to your families, to the people whom you work with, and to our parish here at St. Helens.